I just happened to be looking on the internet and I saw the cutest dress that I could wear to school. And I know that mom and dad will say that I have enough clothes already, but I need this dress. Luckily, I have a big brother that loves me. And more importantly, he has his own credit card. All that you need to do is log into your account and buy this for me. Oh, and there's a pair of shoes that the dress isn't really complete without, but even though they're a little expensive, when you buy them together, you get free shipping. So really, it's like I'm saving you money. Don't. Come on, don't give me that look. I've already entered your email address. So you just need to put in your password and I can take care of the rest. At least if your credit card is still on file with them. Which it should be. So if you'll just enter your password, we'll be good. Excuse me? What do you mean you need to save your money? You have a job, but mom and dad take care of all of your expenses. Well, except for me. I'm the major expense in your life, but it's your job to spoil me. There is nothing else in your life you need to save your money for. You're still a year away from college, and there's money set aside for that. Also, you don't have a girlfriend to waste money on, so... Well, the way you just reacted, you didn't get a girlfriend, did you? Not yet? Good, because there is no way I'm letting you get a girlfriend. You barely have enough money for your little sister. There's no way you'll have enough for me and a girlfriend. There's no way I can pay for all of the nice things that I need for myself and the allowance mom and dad give me. Why do you even need a girlfriend anyway? If you need someone to brighten up your life or keep you company, I can do that. We already go to the movies together, and dinner, and the park, and we take care of each other. What can she do for you that I can't? Okay, well, yeah, I can't do that because I'm your sister, but name one other thing. Yeah, that too, I guess. It's not as bad as the first thing, but, I mean, I still can't do it. Name something else, though. I'm not even sure what that is. Just let me Google it. No. And this is real? I mean, it's on the internet, so I guess it must kind of be true. But I couldn't do that. Besides being your little sister, I don't think anything would fit up there anyway. At least not until I'm older. Even then, I'm not sure I'd want to try. And I won't get the opportunity until Dad lets me date. So I can't even get a boyfriend to replace you as my primary source of pretty and girly things that I absolutely need. You really don't need a girlfriend, though. She'll just be a distraction from school and work and me. You'll date her for a few months, maybe a few years, but I'll be your little sister forever. I was in your life long before she or any other girl was. Well, I mean, except for Mom, but she doesn't count. Please. I just need one more year of being your princess. Then you'll be at college, and I'll be old enough that Dad will finally let me date. As soon as that happens, I'll have a boyfriend in 5 minutes, tops. He'll buy me stuff in return, and... Well, in return, I suppose I'll have to do that sexy stuff with him. Probably the first thing you talked about. I mean, I'll have to lose my virginity someday, right? Definitely the second thing, even though putting it in my mouth sounds kind of gross. That third thing, I don't think so, unless he was really, really generous. You don't like hearing your little sister talk about stuff like that. Of course not. But I may have to do stuff like that a lot sooner if you don't keep paying for me. Dad said no boyfriend until next year, but he didn't say anything about trading sex for gifts. I guess he figured he didn't have to mention something like that, but that's hardly my fault. But for now? Well, for now, I'm officially resigning as your little sister. If you aren't interested in spoiling me, then you forfeit all rights and privileges of having me. I will no longer look up to you with adorable puppy dog eyes or cuddle up with you on the couch. You won't even get the privilege of me eating food off your plate anymore. In fact, you can have back all of the things you bought me. All of those stuffed animals and the toys, even the clothes. Like this dress. I can't feel comfortable wearing this thing since our entire relationship obviously meant nothing to you. So, I'm pulling it off. Take it. Maybe your girlfriend can wear it. Maybe if she's short. But I'm sure she'll be some bubble-chested bimbo. All tall and desperate for you to spoil her like you used to spoil me. This bra was a gift of yours, too. Well, I mean, you didn't specifically buy it for me, but it was a gift card that you got me, so it's the same thing, I guess. You can have that, too. Now, can you look me in the eye and tell me that you're not feeling the least bit sorry about all of this? Hello? You're not looking me in the eye. You're looking, like, right at my breasts. God, you'd think you'd never seen a real pair of breasts before. You pervert. They're your little sister's breasts. Are these really the first ones you've seen? Maybe that's why you're so desperate for a girlfriend. You're not really interested in a girlfriend. You just want to do lewd things, like stare at breasts and stuff, or blowjobs, or sex, or that unlikely-sounding thing involving butts. Things that I, as a little sister, could never do for you. Except, not more than a few minutes ago, I resigned as your little sister. So technically, if doing naughty things with you meant you kept spending money on me instead of a girlfriend, well, I guess it wouldn't be too wrong then. Your mouth says no, but your eyes keep looking at my breasts. Maybe you didn't even realize that your cute little sister was turning into an even cuter young woman. No, it's not that I'm wild about doing naughty things with you, even if you're technically no longer my brother. I wouldn't be wild about doing things with a future boyfriend either, but I'm even less wild about getting cut off from all of my gifts. And even though you found it so easy to replace me, I mean, it could take a while to find someone to replace you. Especially with someone as much money as you. I don't know that any boys my age had that much money to spend. So, it's settled then. We'll do naughty things together. But it won't be incest, because I quit being your little sister a few minutes ago. And you don't get a girlfriend, and you keep spending your money on me. Maybe even more of it now, because I know you've been holding out on me and buying video games and clothes for yourself. You think you'd know better than to try to tell me no by now. I always get my way, it's just a matter of time. This entire idea of you getting a girlfriend was doomed as soon as you told me about it. It's just a question of how I was going to put an end to it, or how far I was willing to go, which, turns out, is pretty far. Or, if you're going to be stubborn still, then I'll just have to return these panties too. Not entirely sure if it was your money that paid for them, but I'll still slip them lower down these legs that seem to get a little longer each day. Then I can toss them dramatically to the floor by your feet. And after that, I can stand here with my arms crossed while I stare at you and pretend anger, which will turn to real anger if you continue being such a meanie to me. I mean, at the very least, don't you at least want to touch yourself by looking at a genuine naked girl? I must be the first naked girl you've seen this close. I mean, if you wanted to take something out of your pants and play with it while you looked at me, I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't tell Mom or Dad. You know that I always look out for you, because in the past, you've always looked out for me. Now I can see something is definitely happening in your pants. So, go ahead and take it out from me now. It won't be weird because I'm not your little sister anymore. You did it. I didn't think you'd actually take it out in front of me, but you did. No, keep it out. I told you to. This is my first penis, too. And the first time I've seen a boy play with his. Just move your hand up and down. Maybe I'll play with myself while you do that, just as an added bonus. I can squeeze my breasts in my hand while you watch. Or I can slide my hands down my stomach and in between the eggs. Did you think your little sister didn't touch herself? I hope I'm not ruining your image of me. I touch myself all the time, or when I hump one of my pillows, or one of those stuffed animals you bought me. Didn't used to do it that often, but as I got older, I did it more often, until I do it almost every night before I go to bed. Wait. No, don't go so fast on yourself. If you make yourself finish, you'll feel guilty about what you just did, and you'll never push your opportunity with me. You'll get some stupid girlfriend, and you'll never know what it could have been like to have sex with your little sister. Or at least the girl that used to be your little sister before she quit. But since I did give up the role, you can have sex with me without any guilt. Well, any more guilt than having a girl in bed that's a few years younger than you. But looking at me now, playing with my pussy, and you turned on from playing with your dick, don't you want to do all kinds of bad things with me? I'll do that thing you said you needed a girlfriend for. At least the sex thing. We can skip over the blowjob thing, though. Definitely won't be doing the butt thing either, but I'm open to having sex with you. At least if it keeps you buying me pretty things. I might even agree to be your little sister again someday, once the sex is over. But for now, we have to get the sex started. Say, right here on the living room floor, I can take the same blanket we'd snuggle on as we watch TV on the floor, and then lie down on top of it. All sprawled out on the blanket. My legs are parted, giving you a nice view of what's in between them. Maybe you can see how wet I was able to make myself. You don't have to have sex with me. Not if you don't want to, but you do, don't you? Maybe you didn't think about doing anything naughty with me. But you've been thinking more and more about doing naughty things with other girls. Then once I started taking off my clothes, you started to see me as a regular girl and not just a cute little sister. But I'm not even a sister anymore, so there's no reason for you not to have sex with me. But if you do, then no girlfriends for you. You have to spend your money on me and not some stranger that hasn't earned your love after years of effort. I'll be the only one you spoil until you go off to college, and I'm old enough to have a real boyfriend. But that's over a year away. A year of naughty, sexy fun. I'm holding my arms out for you now. Remember how I used to do that when I was younger, so you'd pick me up? I'm still so much shorter than you, but when I'm lying down like this, it doesn't matter. If you get on top of me, and between my waiting legs and arms, the important parts will line up. See, I told you. Your cock is down by my pussy now. It's so very close. Just wants to go inside me, doesn't it? It can. Definitely can. At least I think it can. But we don't know until we try, But I'm very willing to. Just move it a little. Move the head of that thing down a little, and then forward. It's right against my pussy now, on the wettest part. Remember, once we do this, you're committing to spoiling me again, as a big brother should. Even if you keep doing things to me that no big brother should ever do. I know that I stopped being your little sister earlier, but it's hard to forget that. Even if I was your little sister, I think you'd still let me do this. Now, push forward. Do it. Do it soon before we change our minds. You have me right where you want me now, but once we have sex, I have you right where I need you. You'll be mine until I give you up. That's it. You're going in. I know I'm tight, but don't let that stop you. Tight is good, right? So I'll be really great. Just keep pushing into my tightness and take my virginity. Oh, God. We're doing it. You put your cock in me. You put your cock in your little sister. Of course I'm still your little sister. I know I said I quit, but I can't quit being related to you, you big moron. I was just mad at you. That doesn't change the fact that you're screwing your little sister. This is incest. No, don't stop. It's too late now. I'm no longer a virgin. There's no reason not to continue to have sex with me. You know that you want to, even if I am your little sister. Maybe especially because I am. We were always so close. Now we're even closer. In a really messed up but still kind of beautiful way. There. Keep moving. Thrusting. Making love to me. Gently, like you've always been with me. Your little sister is fragile and precious and so hot and wet and tight. And my pussy is as good as any other girl's. Maybe even better because I'm younger and inexperienced, but very much in love with my big brother and very available whenever you want me. You're so good. So much better than a stuffed animal. But then, you're inside me, and they never were. Even my fingers weren't. I'm so full of your penis, your cock, my big brother's cock. Are you gonna come with me? That's what happens next. I know that much, at least, even if I said I didn't know much about anything else. You can come with me if you want. It's probably not a good idea, but none of this is. And if you really want to, you can. I know now that you'll take care of her, of your little sister, no matter what. I want to feel what it's like to have someone come inside me, and you deserve to be able to. After all, the nice things are gonna buy for me after this. I'm gonna come too. Does that idea excite you? You're gonna give your little sister her first orgasm from her first cock, right? As you fill her up with your cum. I know it excites me. Come with me, please. I'm coming. Out of me. I can feel it. Well, that was fun, but Before we got distracted, I was talking about a new dress and some new shoes. So if you could just hand me my laptop over there, since I can't get to it with you on top of me. I think that under the circumstances, I'll add a few more things that I've been looking at. You don't mind, though, do you? I did just let you take my virginity, big brother. I didn't think so. Oh, and you're definitely going to have to keep me spoiled after this. I think I'm gonna enjoy this quite a bit. And the sex, too, because as wrong as it was really good. And as long as you keep being nice to me, we can keep doing that. And who knows? Maybe. If you're really, really nice to your little sister, someday, we can do other stuff, too.